It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in the studio, I have Price City Fire Chief Fitzgerald Peterson. We've got a couple of things we're going to talk about with him. We've got a new logo contest, and they're looking to the public to design a new logo for the fire department. Plus, we're going to talk about some wildfire management areas and wildland management. We're going to talk about that as well. Fitz, thank you for coming in today.
I enjoy coming here. You know that. This is fun.
This is good times. You know, we haven't had you in for a while, so it was time to bring you back in. So how's things going with the fire department, first and foremost?
Everything's going all right? Should be starting to cool down. Apparently it's not, but it has been a great summer comparative, and I'm very grateful to both the residents. We'll talk about that, I'm sure. But yeah, it's been a good, solid, safe summer.
Safe summer so far. All right, so let's talk about the logo.
Let's do it.
Okay, how long has that logo been in use?
We don't know. So I asked some of the guys that have, as you know, I've been here a year, but I was asking the guys that have been here forever, and they said they've always had it. So let's say decades.
Okay. So we're looking to the public to create a new logo for you.
Right, and we have two purposes. The first one is just to update our duty shirts that we wear to events, fires, stuff like that. That's number one. But number two, by using the talent of the community, we can get them involved because we're going to start selling them to the public, these T-shirts, for Sub for Santa. And that is a project that is dear to us.
And, you know, there's plenty of budding artists and artists,
that's exactly
around the area. So what really are you looking for, and kind of the parameters, and what do they need to do?
Usually duty T-shirts have a logo on the shirt that just identifies who you are to the public. They've been very creative around the country on what they're doing with that logo, and some places take very deep pride in that and won't even sell them. We want to have something that we're very proud of, but it would be even more wonderful if that design came from a member of our community. Price and the surrounding areas would be fine. And so we're going to turn it into a contest. The 25 firefighters over there will vote on the final design. It won't be me. I don't have any artistic value whatsoever. But it'll come from the public, and I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, so the deadline for this is the 31st. Is that what I saw? August 31st?
The 31st. If all goes well, we'll vote it on the Wednesday after, I believe, that September 2nd. The 31st is the deadline to submit the drawing. It could be even a rough drawing. It could be freehand, and we'll turn it in to a graphic artist. That would be fine. But we want something from the community. We want somebody that we can recognize and say, hey, this person made our last T-shirt, and we'll do it again in a number of years.
Okay. So who do they need to get it turned into? How do they go about submitting their entries?
My phone number's in the phone book, but the easiest way is really to just go to Facebook and look for the Price City Fire Department website. Submit it there. You could submit it right in a direct message. That'll work. But I'm pretty easy to find. The number's in the book, and you can even walk it in if you want to.
Okay, so we're looking forward to that. That'll be fun, and it's something that will get everybody involved. And the cutoff, once again, is August 31st for that new logo design. If you think that you got a little bit of an inkling as an artist, go ahead and give it a shot.
Yeah, that would be great. And it's just something that you'll see around town that you created.
Okay, now let's talk about some fire stuff.
Okay.
We wanted to talk about, wildland management and wildfires and things like that. And you were saying before we came on the air that we've been pretty good in this area as far as that goes.
Right. Now remember, I did a 30-year stint in Salt Lake County, and wild season was very difficult for us. There's a lot of interface. There's, let's face it, hundreds of thousands more people up in that valley. But so I'm coming down here with an unknown, have no idea what it's going to be like. And the residents of Carbon County and Price have been wonderful. We have had problems. We had an absolutely avoidable fire at the train trestle that you probably are familiar with, that absolutely avoidable. But for the most part, oh my gosh, am I proud to be a member of this community, because we're just taking care of ourselves. We're policing ourselves. There's still trash to be, if it was up to me, in the month of August, I would write a letter that says all residents are to put their matches in their freezers. Because I don't have that authority, I'm relying on residents. And I'm telling you, pal, they're wonderful here.
And the other thing you were saying is it's not fun getting in and out of those suits.
No.
Especially in 100-degree heat.
No. If for any other reason you don't want to see an old man in a space suit, don't light any fires for us. It's not pretty. But I worry about my guys in the seat. Just to get them to sit down and get a drink of water is difficult because they want to work so hard. So it's an added factor to a firefighter that just wants to do good.
And the other thing we were talking about also, and you probably saw some of this up there, but around here, it seems like you have a lot of help from federal agencies as far as like the BLM and the Forest Service. And do you have more interaction down here with them than you did up there, or is it about the same?
No, I think it's the same, but it comes off as more because they do. And let's talk quickly about the East Carbon Fire. The East Carbon Fire was completely managed by state and federal agencies. We were just briefed on the situation in case it started to threaten. It didn't threaten anything. They're so good at what they do. They kept it contained. There was no evacuations. There was no property that was in jeopardy. But, man, they brought in jumpers. They brought in hot shots. They brought in some tank, some air operations that were completely impressive. So, if nothing else, be very grateful to the feds and the state in when it comes to firefighting. Yeah, this isn't a political area. There's no politics when it comes to something's on fire and we need to put it out.
Exactly. All right. Everything else going good?
Yeah.
So far, so good.
We're looking for a good season. And I do want to say I was humbled by Price City's Sub for Santa. I've done charity work in Salt Lake County for over 35 years. I came down here and was humbled by their project. Sub for Santa is awesome in Price.
And once again, that ties into these t-shirts and the logo and all stuff. So if you have any questions about stuff like that, you can call Fitz down at the fire station.
Easy to find.
Go in there and walk in and talk to him. He probably looks for somebody to just come in and hang out with him for a little while.
Yeah, I think I'm hilarious, so you should come in.
There you go. See? What more do you need? Chief Fitzgerald Peterson of the Price City Fire Department, appreciate you coming in today.
I appreciate you.
Have a great day, sir. Now, for more information on videos like this, you can always head on over to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.